Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Welcome to Season 10, Episode 37 of Social Geek Radio. Hello, geeks. I'm Jack Munson, your social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Answer Connect, and The Better Software Company. The Better Software Company has everything you need to take control of franchise operations with a software solution that does it all. Control your brand, support your franchisees, track leads, and take your sales and customer service to the next level with a CRM designed specifically for franchises. The Better Software Company believes that building franchise success means making it easy for franchisees to be successful. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com. Angela Cote of Cultivate Advisors is joining us once again. Hello, Angela.
Hello, Jack. How's it going?
It is going well. Happy Canada Day last week. Happy 4th of July. I think we've got all of the celebrating out of the way for a while, and it's time to jump into the third quarter.
Yeah, it's like, no more fun. Let's go.
No more fun. Summer's over for business owners and marketing people and franchisors. So let's get back to work.
Yeah,
I've got to tell you real quick, though, I've had so much positive feedback on the podcast you did here just a couple of weeks ago with the LinkedIn Masterclass. Great reviews on that. So that's good to hear
because I was very nervous because I'm not a LinkedIn expert. I just, you know, learning as I go. And I think, the biggest thing that I've really learned about LinkedIn is to really be putting out content and not be salesy and being real and all that. So those are the things I'm doing and it seems to be working. So thank you. Yeah, that was fun. I'm glad to hear that you're getting good reviews.
It sure is. And today we're going to dive a little deeper into more social and other types of marketing activities, primarily for franchisors. But before we get there, give us a little bit more background on yourself and your history and what you're doing these days.
Sure. So yeah, just for anybody that hasn't listened to our other podcasts, the interviews that we've done together, I had the fun of growing up with the franchise company that my dad founded, which we grew to almost 500 locations over the years. So, I've had lots of different opportunities in the franchise world, everything from being on the franchisor side, supporting franchisees and helping them be engaged and profitable to running around and training their staff and then becoming a multi-unit franchisee. And so I've done everything kind of on all the sides of the fence. And now I work with franchisors when they're in their early stages. I help guide them in their strategy and help them really with kind of where to focus to get the most, bang for their buck, and or if they're just thinking about franchising, helping them understand really what a big animal it is. And then I also work with established franchisors with their franchisees on performance as an outside third party going in and helping understand, what's causing the problems in the performance of the franchisees. Why are they not following the system and not engaged and get in there and kind of work with them to turn things around. So that's what I'm doing. I'm with Cultivate Advisors almost 1 year now. So that's kind of exciting. Yeah. It'll be a year in August.
And you've got something coming up. I think it's in September, an annual thing that Cultivate Advisors has started doing that I've heard great things about. Tell us about that.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, I'm super excited. We've got our annual small business conference. It's called Catapult, and it's in Chicago, September 25th to 27th. And it's for small business owners to come together. It's really cool because we put a real emphasis on working on the business, not just listening to speeches and presentations and education, but actually getting out like pen and paper and working in breakout groups to like come up with solutions to our problems in business. So our clients actually get a free ticket. It's a $1,300 ticket and our clients get a free ticket to that. But you can come as an outside non-client. They can check out our website if they want to register, but it was amazing last year and we are leveling up. We're going to have it's looking like our attendance is going to be twice the people this year. It might sell out.
A couple of franchisees who are really good friends of mine here in Chicago attended last year, totally independent of their franchisor, just to grow their business, and they really loved it. And if anybody in the listening audience wants more information on that or would like to register for Catapult, we'll have a link to that registration page here at socialgeekradio.com. And we will see you here in Chicago in September. That's going to be very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's jump into today's topic. We wanted to talk about some marketing mistakes that franchisors make, specifically on the side of the house where they're attracting new franchise partners, franchise development, franchise sales, really more of the B2B side of any franchise brand. So let's go ahead and dive in. I know you've got at least two or three big mistakes that you see a lot. Where would you like to start?
Yeah, well, I think it'd be good to start with helping the audience understand the pain point, because if they, you know, some people may have already experienced this, and some we can help you not experience the pain point that we're going to talk about today. So, you know, I a lot of the early franchisors that I talk to, you know, I'll run into somebody at a conference and talk about, you know, what are they working on and what challenges are they having. And I hear a lot of people say that they're spending a few thousand dollars a month on marketing and it's not working, you know, and it's like digital marketing and they're, you know, they're doing maybe some Google AdWords and some social media, whatever they're doing. And they're putting all this money towards it. And they're saying, we're just not getting the leads. I do also see this with established brands too. So this really applies to both, you know, early and established, you know, and so when I, over, you know, the course of working with all different brands and stop and think about what it is, I also look back to my experience with the family business all those years, you know, and I think about what did we do that worked so well. And so that's what I really wanted to address here is like, what things, you know, what are people missing? And how could I just want to stop them from spending all that money and wasting it and, you know, maybe be able to attract the leads that they're looking for. So that's what this is really about. So these are the top three marketing mistakes I think that franchisors make when they're trying to attract franchise partners.
Okay, let's go with the first one. What do you got?
All right. Well, this is just going to sound really basic, but I see a lot of people don't have a clear brand foundation. And you've probably heard me say, I think we talked about this on the episode where we were talking about how to build an emerging brand.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I see that they don't have a clear purpose and like, so what they, you know, what do they stand for? And they don't have core values. So by purpose, I mean more than just kind of what they sell. And I'll use, you know, Simon Sinek as an example. If anybody hasn't checked him out, look up Simon Sinek, Know Your Why. What he says is like companies know what they do and they know how they do it, but they don't always know why they do it, or they don't know how to communicate why they do it. And I think when you know that, you just have so much more opportunity to attract, you know, people that also have that same purpose in their mind or in their heart. And then in addition to that, the core values, you know, either they don't have, you know, companies don't have anything written out for, or they have core values, but they're like in a file on a computer. They're not actually on their website. They're not being promoted on social media.
Yeah. No one's living those core values. It's right. Something that someone put on a website that no one goes to.
Yeah. Like, well, often they're just not even on the website, or they're tucked somewhere, you know, deep within the website. And then when I do find them, you know, if I do find that they have some and I look at them with, you know, with my clients, it's like, okay, honesty, integrity. And I'm like, what?
Serving the Wait customer. Wow.
Yeah. That's so unique.
What a core value that is.
Yeah. So the problem is they're either not different than anybody, like they're not unique and different, or the thing I see is that they're really just not true for that person. It's not that they're not, they couldn't be true, but they're not what gets that company and that culture excited. So like, you know, I really believe in having really real core values that really mean something. So like one of my personal core values is I stole it from Marie Forleo, but it's everything is figure outable. You know, I love working with people with a can-do attitude, and it really gets me excited. So when I hear that core value, I'm like, yes, that's me, and that's who I want to attract, people that believe in that. So yeah, so core values and purpose, not like that's what I call the brand foundation. And I just think people are missing out on having that emotion and that culture that, you know, makes makes people want to be a part of what they're doing.
And I think this has been a mistake for several years when it comes to franchisors and their Frandev marketing. I think it's going to be even worse in the very near future as a whole new generation of young adults, the Generation Z folks, all they care about is culture and core values. And, and if you don't know your core values or you're not living your core values, there's not a single person in that generation that is going to partner with you and become a franchisee. I don't care if you're selling pizza or home services or whatever.
Carpet cleaning.
Carpet cleaning.
termite removal.
It doesn't matter what it is. You know, junk hauling, who cares? Yep. They're not looking at the product or service. They're looking at the culture and the lifestyle, and does that brand stand for something? You know, us old Generation X guys like me, we don't care, right? We just want to make some money. We want to have a good time, right? That's, you know, that was how things have been done for a while. And the baby boomers, don't get me going on those people.
Right.
But this next group of folks, you better have your core values and your culture figured out, or they are never, ever, ever going to do business with you. So, okay, that's the end of my sermon for the day.
Yeah, you had to have a little rant there. But I would 100% agree. I see it too. And I would include the millennials in that.
Yeah. It really started with them. But you know, and I don't want to paint, you know, 100 million people with the same brush, but it matters so much more now and 5 years from now than it did 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we agree on that. What do we got to do to figure this out as far as making that foundation very clear?
Yeah. So I always encourage my clients and people that I talk to about this to take a really good look. If they do have core values, you know, start by looking at what you've got and seeing if it actually gets you excited and like tugs on your heartstrings. Mm. If it doesn't, then, you know, I definitely recommend people check out, like I said, you know, Simon Sinek and Know Your Why. That usually stirs up some things in people. But I also love the idea of hosting some kind of a group collaboration session, which is actually something that I do for people, side note, but they can run it themselves, where you really just start brainstorming and picking it apart with your team, like your corporate team, even like your frontline employees in the flagship location, or if you do have franchisees, get them together and start talking about what it could be and work together, because you know, when you work together, you'll probably notice some common themes and go, yep, that's it. You know, that's what we do. So those are a couple of ways, you know, by, you know, checking out Simon Sinek and group collaboration, that you can start to dig into your purpose and core values.
Excellent. Let's jump into mistake number two that you see franchisors making in their Frandev marketing.
Yeah. So that, you know, it sort of is going to sound similar to what we just talked about, but it's definitely its own thing. So I see that they often don't have a clear differentiator on why choose us as a franchisor, you know, like if the candidates are looking at, you know, they could be looking at a dog daycare and a child care and a family, like a seniors in home care. They're all related to care. You know, they maybe have something in them. They want to go into that area of care. And so they could be looking at, you know, all those things. So what, you know, knowing what sets you apart as a franchisor, why invest your money here and go down this path with us? So some of them don't have the clear differentiator at all. And some have it in there, but they just don't know how to communicate it. And I ask them and they're like, oh yeah, well, we're, you know, we're really good at systems. I'm like, well, anybody can say that. Like,
yeah.
You gotta get them a bit more clear.
My other favorite one is customer service. What makes your company better than any? Well, we've got great customer service.
And or quality.
Every one of your competitors says customer service or the quality of the food or the quality of the service or whatever. And, and you know,
what does that mean?
I've come to realize if more than one brand in a space says that their stone cold unique is this one thing, then it's no one's unique.
Right. You need to be able to somehow back that up.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to own it, and it really has to be unique, not just something that you hope customers want to hear because they're going to sniff that out.
Right. And so, you know, with regards to the differentiator, I always say that you know, if you've got a concept that's truly unique on its own, like it's the only one that's doing that, then you might be okay. But you know, if you're in the fitness space or salons or all these things that there's many, then figuring it out, like, you know, it could be something like you have proprietary technology that makes franchisees, helps them get profitable faster because they're more clear on their numbers or something, or like they're more efficient in their business. It might be a type of support that you have that's unique to your, you know, to what you, how you take care of franchisees. Or it might even be that you have the really strong purpose in your culture. Like those are just examples, right?
Of going back to your foundation and having a very unique purpose or core value or a very unique culture, that could be much more important than having something unique in the service or product offering side.
Exactly right. So it might take some getting creative.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what else. You could have the most unique product on earth and you could think we're going to run this thing for the next 50 years and we're going to own this space. But if you do well and your system is making all kinds of money, guess what? Someone's going to come in and copy everything that you did. So you're not going to have a unique product offering anymore.
Right. And yeah, you really got to, that's another thing, is you got to stay on top of that differentiator and make sure that you, you know, like really, and actually that kind of leads into, I was going to say, like a way to figure out,
yeah,
you know, your differentiator, is to really take a good look at the competitive landscape. And I've had clients do this and they thought that what they were saying was unique. And then they went in there and they're like, oh my gosh, everybody's saying that, you know, we got to get more creative here and figure something out. So, I think, you know, taking it's super valuable for somebody to step back. I've actually got like a tool that I use with my clients where we assess it, we assess who's out there and we look at certain components. And they're like, oh my gosh, you know, like that was, you know, so like scary. Cause I didn't realize there were so many out there that were saying the same thing.
Oh yeah. And you could hear some news that you don't want to hear.
Right.
And I would also add to that, besides just looking at the competitors, it's a great reason to talk to a good customer, or in this case, a good, fairly new franchisee, or, you know, new franchise partner that's come on board. If you can have a very confidential conversation at some point with them and just ask them, so I want to know, why did you go with us? What was it about us that we did right? Because we're so happy you're with us, right? And I ask that of our customers all the time at Social Joey, you know, tell me why you're working with us, because we're so thrilled to have you. And, you know, we obviously want to find more people who are having this great experience. What was it about us that that made you, you know, kind of decide to work with us instead of somebody else? And if you've got a good enough relationship, they'll tell you the truth. And
oh, yeah.
And you know
I think that's great.
And it's never, ever come down to price on any type of business we're talking about here. Whether we're talking about, you know, marketing solutions or franchise development, I don't think it comes down to price unless you're literally selling some commodity somewhere. And I think have those heart-to-heart conversations with not your oldest franchisees who've been around forever, because that's a different story, but the franchisees that have recently signed on with you. Find out what you did right, because, you know, everyone will tell you what you did wrong. And a lot of people won't tell you what you're doing right unless you specifically ask them. So don't be afraid to ask that question.
Yeah, that's a great tip. I like that a lot.
So let's jump into number three, another mistake that franchisors are making in their FranDev marketing. What do we got?
Yeah. So again, it's very similar concept. It's, you know, getting really clear on your, like not being clear, I should say, on your target franchise candidate. You know, what I see is, especially this one really applies, especially to the earlier franchisors, I'd say, you know, they think that they're looking for the technician of the business. So, you know, they say it's a hair salon and they're looking for hairstylists. And they overlook the traits that a franchisee needs to have to be able to be a good business owner. So, you know, and I've got my 10, the DNA of a franchisee that I always talk about, the 10 traits. And I think that there's actually some things that are very foundational, whether it's a restaurant, a, you know, a, a, like I mentioned, a carpet cleaning business before, or, you know, a salon or a fitness business, whatever it is, there's some foundational DNA of franchisees that I see that work well. So I think that, you know, people just don't know that early on, and they haven't given it thought. And then they look for technicians and they end up, you know, they're targeting the wrong people. So they spend all this money to get the wrong people. It doesn't work, you know, and then they end up with expensive mistake to get them out. So yeah.
Yeah. I see that a lot in some of the more healthcare related franchise systems. I think sort of a pedestrian view would be, oh, well, you probably sell that franchise to doctors or nurses or someone like that. And the reality is those might not be the best business people out there. And It might be better to find someone who's great at running a business, who's great at following a program. And then maybe you hire the technicians, whether it's a doctor or a plumber, right? You actually hire the person who has the expertise in that technical side of it, and you're the person who has the experience in running a business.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. And so I think it really comes down to figuring out, like, you know, in this business, is it, do you need the person to be able to do the thing in the business, like to be a technician at any point? And if they don't, then yeah, if you can get somebody a little more business savvy, but maybe not too business savvy, unless you're talking multi-unit.
Yeah.
Too business savvy, then they're probably also going to be too entrepreneurial and try to change the system. So, like, you know, there's that balance, right?
Wait, but a franchisee trying to change the system?
Yeah, what?
That's unheard of. Come on now.
Yeah, exactly, right? Seeing it differently. But yeah, so, you know, I think you want to look for the right balance of sort of understanding the you know, what the business does, but as a franchisor, understanding if that's important or not in your business, and then understanding that, you know, that there's some foundational DNA that works really well, I think is, you know. And so if you know the target franchise candidate and you know that we're looking for somebody that has leadership experience, then when you spend money on marketing, you can target people who have leadership experience, not necessarily that they're entrepreneurial, but that they would know how to lead a team, right? That's just one example.
And I think that's the good news for everybody listening now is, unlike 10 years ago, where you just had to spend a lot of money to find as many leads as possible and then, you know, spend weeks and weeks sifting through those leads to find a gem, you know, now you can target a lot smarter using digital marketing, social media, finding the people who really fit your culture of your brand, really fit experience or background or mindset, because you're not just looking at demographics anymore or geography.
Right.
You know, you're looking for people in social media who like certain activities, who do certain things. They have a certain lifestyle. And if you've got a good, clear-cut vision of who those good franchisees are, maybe you're looking at your current franchisees and you're like, I want to find 50 more people, you know, just like this person, you know, then you can actually do some cost-effective targeting in social media specifically, but other areas of marketing now as well, where you can just kind of skip past the general public and get down to the people who are really already qualified. And not just from a financial point of view, but, you know, from a cultural point of view, from a lifestyle point of view, maybe they share your passions. Maybe they share, you know, some similar circumstances. So that's what makes this whole industry to me really look great. And I'm so optimistic because the marketing that we're doing now compared to what people were doing 10 years ago, it's light years ahead.
Yeah, there's such a missed opportunity if you don't know all this stuff. And I guess that's perfect, because that segues into, you know, what are the consequences of these, these mistakes, right?
Let's talk about those consequences.
Yeah, well, I think it comes down to that you're wasting kind of what we started off with. You know, you're spending money, you know, some people are spending a few $1,000s a month and they don't even have this. And then so people, you know, they're kind of trying to attract the wrong lead. So then it's either the wrong lead lands on, you know, your website or whatever, or you're attracting people and they get there and they're not compelled to continue the conversation because they don't get a sense of like the vibe and the culture. Mm-hmm. So I just think there's like a lot of marketing dollars being wasted because they haven't figured these things out. And then more importantly, probably, is that you're missing out on the opportunity to like get those qualified leads that are usually like right in front of you. They're in your fan base. You know, they're either customers, friends, family, you know, just people that are somehow already interested in the business, you know, that you can go, you can use a, like a referral network for. Even social media is great for that because your fans are usually following you on there, right?
Yeah. And I think you've hit upon the real consequence here, because I talk to people all the time who say, oh, we spent $50,000 last year on franchise development leads, and we didn't get anything good, and we wasted $50,000. And my answer, unfortunately, is I have really bad news. You wasted a lot more than $50,000. You wasted a year of getting lousy leads and not getting your next generation of partners who, if you would have not made some of these mistakes a year ago, those people would be up and running right now and be part of your brand. So $50,000 is nothing compared to the missed opportunity of wasting another year of making some of these mistakes.
Right. And I think that probably the reason that happens is, for one, they might just not realize, like, it's just a mistake. But I think also people, you know, they see, some people would say that they see this as fluff initially until they really realize it's true. You know, like, it is important to take time to figure out your core values and all these things. It seems so intangible that it might not be as important as going and spending money, you know, to a marketing company, but it really is the opposite.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the reasons why people are making some of these mistakes. And some of my friends in some of the digital marketing agencies across the franchise sector are really going to be mad at me about this, but there are so many people who've been burned so bad by so-called experts, right? Some of those experts you were talking about earlier in the show. And you know, they've spent so much money and even worse, wasted time with some program that someone sold them that just doesn't work. So their their reaction is, well, let's pull back on spending money in marketing and all of these places. And now they've made another mistake, right? So it's not an excuse, but it's a pretty good reason why some people are a little hesitant to change or do something different in marketing, because so many people have been told things and sold things along the way that just didn't work.
I just see that all too often. And I agree. I mean, hopefully, we don't ruffle any feathers or anything. There's certainly a lot of good, you know, there's a lot of good value in spending money in marketing for franchise development, franchise recruitment. I'm not in any way, and I don't think you are. We're certainly not saying that's not valuable, but first you should know all this. Like, you should really get clear on this, and then you'll be able to leverage your and really optimize your, you know, your network, and you know, then that when you do spend the money into these things, it will go so much further.
Absolutely right, and very well said. We're going to come back and wrap up in just a moment, but first, this portion of Social Geek Radio has been sponsored by Answer Connect. Imagine your customers and potential customers reaching a live person every time they call and never getting a voicemail. Answer Connect is making that happen with a team of professional, upbeat, friendly customer service experts ready to impress your callers and deliver your messages around the clock. Answer Connect works with franchise systems, enterprise brands, and small businesses who need phones answered 24/7 in any time zone, a virtual receptionist, inbound sales calls handled, appointments scheduled, or even HIPAA-trained customer service. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. Angela, thanks for yet another great conversation. I hope you will come back very soon. I really want to get into some more things that we talked about today, like the DNA of a successful franchisee. Will you come back soon and we can jump into that a little further?
Oh, that would be fun. I would love to do that.
Excellent. And if people have some additional questions on some of the marketing mistakes we were talking about today, or they've just got other questions for you in general, where can they reach you? Website, LinkedIn, where do you want to send folks?
You know, probably the best thing is an email, Angela@cultivateadvisors.com. And I truly am so passionate about all of this and really there to help, giving out tips, whatever I can do. They can also track me down on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram as well.
Awesome. We will have links to all of those places on the site as well. And as always, it's been a pleasure, and we look forward to chatting with you again very soon.
Thank you. It's been awesome and very fun.
And thanks everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.